The state-appointed receiver superintendent of the Lawrence Public Schools, Jeff Riley, has won over state leaders and students largely because of his track record in Lawrence. Now, Riley is slated to take charge of schools across the state as education commissioner. It's a job that comes with challenges, both academic and in the areas of identity and race. WBUR's Max Larkin has more.
Midway through Monday's meeting, it became clear that Jeff Riley would be offered the state's top education job. Riley had secured 8 of the board's 11 votes on the first count. Riley is well known to the board. He's earned accolades for sparking an academic renaissance in Lawrence Public Schools. He's run that district for state leaders since 2012. Before that, he was the principal of the Edwards Middle School in Boston, then itself on the brink of closure. Riley won a reputation for innovation there. He extended the learning day and started single-topic acceleration academies that ran during week-long vacations. Carol Johnson, then superintendent of Boston Public Schools, was most impressed at how Riley made all that extra school time popular, too.
But when you went to the Edwards and you asked kids, do you like it that you have to stay an hour long after school? They said yes, because the principal gives us choices.
Kids could spend that extra hour doing art or dance or enrichment coursework. Johnson says it's a sign that Riley understands that turning around a city school can't be all about discipline or punishment. It's about designing a rich curriculum that serves all kinds of learners. And it's proof, Johnson says, that Riley's capable of reaching students in the most diverse communities of the state.
First of all, I think that Jeff is very knowledgeable about the urban context. He is collaborative in that sense.
Riley would argue that he's kept that habit up in Lawrence by adding more than 100 additional Latino staff members to the schools. His academic record there is impressive, slashing a double-digit dropout rate and raising the 4-year graduation rate by 20 percentage points. And after Riley's week-long crash courses, the district turned a corner on tests. They made big strides in math and slightly more modest ones in English. That includes gains by the system's English language learners, who make up more than one-third of Lawrence's students. So says Beth Schuler, an education researcher at Harvard who studied Riley's turnaround efforts.
In fact, what we find is that the gains were actually largest among English language learner students in Lawrence.
Early on in the search process, board members applauded the diverse pool of applicants for the commissioner's post. But in the end, most of the board chose Riley based on his accomplishments in state. The 3 board members who voted for another finalist, Angelica Infante Green, cited the fresh air she would bring to the role, a first-generation American, a native New Yorker, and a fluent Spanish speaker. Board member Amanda Fernandez says her daughter, who wants to be a teacher, was moved seeing Infante Green's interview video.
My daughter and thousands of children in Massachusetts need to be able to be what they can see, no matter what field they go into, but I think education is really important.
White men occupy many of the higher ranks of education leadership in 2018, and that's nothing new. In almost 2 centuries of Massachusetts public schools, a woman has never been appointed to lead them. This even though women make up 3/4 of their teaching force. And Massachusetts public schools may rank first in the nation in the aggregate, but they're 48th of 50 in the performance of their Latino students. More and more English learners come every year, and yet the commissioners remain native English speakers. In his final interview, Jeff Riley conceded that he's never faced the discrimination that many of his students see every day. But that alone shouldn't define his candidacy.
As a white man, I'm very cognizant of the fact that I've had privilege in this world, and I'm not able to say that I've walked in someone else's shoes, but I've spent most of my career trying to get good results for city kids.
He'll hope to achieve those same results across Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.